Welcome, everybody, to episode 3 of EDDS. Felvendar, you are first to bat. What are you doing?
It's my turn.
First combat. Yes. Right.
Yeah, I need to get back into the spellcasting a bit.
Well, if you remember them.
Yes.
Oh, God.
So Felvendar will run out of the alleyway and cast something on these guys.
He just puts his hand down and prays. Something comes out.
What do I have here? Yes. He will try and cast Chain Lightning.
Okay. Roll on your D100.
On this Dremora and the Scamp here. Succeeds?
Yep, you succeed. With the 37, that succeeds. So roll your... I think that's a ranged attack.
Was it?
Yeah.
10 plus 4 is 14.
And you are attacking... that misses both of them. So you conjure up this nice lightning bolt, and as you shoot it off, you're trying not to hit the guards, so you go a little too high, and it goes off into the sky and cracks, makes a lightning.
Right.
Thunder. Not lightning.
Yeah, all I can do.
Okay. It is this, the guy in the back, there is a Dremora, so one of those dark skinned with horns kind of coming out of their heads. He's wearing a black robe and has a staff, and he is going to, you see him conjure up a fireball and he crits. And he's shooting at the guard in the middle at the front line. Fireball 1d8, so that's 2d8.
Oh, sorry, I rolled that.
That's okay. Okay, that is his turn. Gris, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm gonna run to this dude right. Well, you know, this guy right here, right? Is that me? Is it a scamp or is that an imp?
You don't know that.
I run up to this enemy.
It's a beast on two legs with some claws and sharp teeth and beady eyes and pointy ears. Mm-hmm. He's about 5 foot. You look down on him,
and I go down with a long sword. Just
yep. Bang. Okay. Roll your attack.
12.
That does not hit. The scamp dodges out of the way of your blow.
Extra attack.
Okay. Roll it.
I'll come with an upstrike. Fuck.
No,
me.
That does not. A 10 does not hit either. It sees your movements, and maybe it's been fighting these guards for quite some time now and kind of figured out how people fight, and it just bounces, like jumps back right before you try to slice him up with your sword. And he's not hit.
Hmm. End turn. Okay. Fuck. Useless.
It is same. The guard's turn. the guard next to you, Gris, is going to try to attack the same one and misses his first attack. Hits his second attack, though, and does. Oh, nice. Max damage. All right. So you see him like thrust his sword forward and the imp dodges back, but then he slices with it and gets the scamp, not the imp, I'm sorry, the scamp right across the chest.
The imps are those little ones with wings, and the scams don't have wings. They're on foot.
Okay. All righty. Now the guard next to him is going to try to attack the same. And hits with his first attack. And nat 20 with his second attack. That's awesome. Oh, it doesn't do much damage.
course.
Two attacks, one being a natural 20. He rolls fucking 4 damage. That scamp is kind of like breathing a little heavy, though, now. It's kind of looking like he's kind of hurt a bit. The next guard next to him is going to roll. He misses the Dremora, the dark-skinned, armor-plated, longsword-wielding Daedra. Misses both of his attacks. They seemed a little more battle-ready. He's just parrying away every guard, every attack the guard tries to throw at him. The guard next to him attacks and misses that scamp that's standing in front of him. Hits with a second attack. Then there's one more guard that is going to attack because all the other ones are just kind of waiting for, well, let's face it, one guard to die, they take their place. That is not going to hit. So the guard on the far left, the farthest away from you two, Felvindar and Gris, he tries to do 2 quick slices across the chest of the scamp that's in front of him, but misses. It is the scamp's turn now. That scamp that just got attacked is gonna recourse with a natural 20. God, I've rolled 2 already for his first attack and misses with his second attack.
See, I told you the guards had it under control.
Yeah, so you see with the first attack of the scamp, he finds an opening in the guard's armor and you see his claws sink deep into the skin of the guard and he cries out in pain. Wow, that guard is not looking good. The scamp next to it that's on the front line standing next to the Dremora is going to attack the guard in front of him and misses with both of his attacks. He tries to claw with both hands, but the guard lowers his shield and it just bounces off his shield both times. Now it is the scamp that is standing in front of you, Gris. He's going to try to attack you. 2 times. I guess a 5 won't hit or an 8, I'm guessing.
Nope.
Yeah, so he tries to do the exact same attack, just one with his right claw, one with his left, and you dodge the first one and then parry the second one away. That's the Dremora's turn, and the first one that's on the front line is going to take his long sword and come straight down with it, but 5 misses. But the 16 hits. So the guard like puts his shield up as the blade's coming down above him. And he, from the strength of the Dremora, he gets pushed down on one knee. And then the Dremora's second attack comes from the right and gets him right across the chest of his armor, cutting his armor and doing, you start to see some blood pour out of that guard's chest wound. And he's kind of stumbling around a bit. All right. The second Dremora is going to walk up to the front of the line and fill in the gap. And then he's going to attack the guard that just was attacked once and misses. And then he's going to try to attack the guard that's standing directly in front of him and misses. All right. Reed, this is the end of the turn. Are you doing anything? Do you want to do anything?
I am crawling out of the gate. To a pipe. Might as well roll initiative.
Okay, roll initiative. We'll get you in the turn order. Fine. What is your dexterity modifier?
That would be 2.
Yeah, okay, so you'll go before the mage. Okay, we are back at the top with Felvindar.
All right, just to see if that works. If it just works, I would like to try and focus on that Dremora.
Okay, the one that just walked up.
Yes.
Perfect.
And cast Banish Daedra.
Oh. Wow.
He returns back to oblivion if he's equal or less than my caster's level.
Okay. Well, he could just walk out of the gate again, but.
So, Royal, you're D100. See if you make it over 30.
No!
Of course. I just thought, I had the thought in my head. I was like, this is going to be the spell that fails.
God damn it.
Yeah, you start to, your hands, like you start to do some motions with your hands and like this green, toxic green aura starts to form and then like like just like a light bulb that's burning out, flickers, and then just disappears.
God damn it.
And your spell does not work.
Nothing more I can do.
Okay. Three. It is your turn.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
I would like to crawl up the building.
Okay. So you have two buildings. You're in an alleyway right now. The one to the right is like an inn and has a lower ceiling.
I would like to crawl up that. Okay. And I do have second story work. When you choose this archetype, you get at level 3, you gain the ability to climb faster than normal. Climbing no longer costs you extra movement. In addition, you make and the running jump doesn't matter, but yeah, it doesn't cost me extra movement to climb up. So I'm guessing I can.
Perfect.
I have 30 feet of speed.
Yeah, still roll an athletics check though.
Yeah, of course.
For climbing, it's not a hard.
Can I do acrobatics instead?
Yeah, I guess so.
14.
Yeah, you make it up, no problem. Like all Assassin's Creed, you just climb up. And then, now you're on top of the roof.
I would like to take my bonus action to hide, just because I don't want to be seen up here.
Roll with advantage because you're kind of like there's a battle going on. Yeah,
and
you're in.
How far am I? How far? How much movement did I?
Well,
use
you're
to get
somewhere
up, there?
Up. I don't know. Where's your token? Yeah, this is the building, and
I have 30 feet of speed movement. So how much
grid,
use?
The size is correct, so, of the house. So.
Yeah, but how far up was it?
Oh, I would probably only say 10 to 12 feet. It wasn't, not a very tall building.
So I still have
building.
15 feet. Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to move on this side of the roof, well, then over here. And peek up and, fucking shoot that guy.
Okay. Yeah, you have great line of sight, and he's focused on at the front line, so obviously you're attacking being sneaky, so advantage on your roll to attack.
That's a 20.
20, dirty 20.
Yes.
That hits.
So, because it's sneak attack as well, so let's just roll a sneak attack first. That's 12 damage plus
Your sneak attack stuff.
Actually, I did already roll a sneak. Just 6 plus 12. I forgot 12. I added sneak attack to my short bow. So it automatically rolled up. Whatever. So that's an 18 in total on that mage.
I did my math right. You fucking peek your head out, pull out your short bow, and launch an arrow at this guy. And it sticks straight through where his collarbone is. And he kind of stumbles back a little bit from just the impact of the bow. He tries to look around to see where it came from. All right.
And that's my turn.
Okay. He is going to roll a perception check to see if he can. Uh-oh. Natural 20 on his perception check. So he knows you're up there now. And he is going to cast a firebolt at the roof.
Is that a deck save?
Yep. Deck save.
Thank God I get to use this ability now.
Don't you have evasion?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't take any damage!
Yeah. you see this fireball coming easy enough, and you kind of just slide down on the opposite side, and the fireball hits the roof, but you take no damage. But the roof does catch on fire now.
That's fine.
Okay.
And
that's his turn.
I need to use stability.
Chris.
Yeah.
You're up.
So... I would like to this scamp or this creature, I don't know what it is looking very, very hurt, right?
Yeah, the one in front of you is, yeah.
So I'm going to try and take his head off.
Okay.
What is it with Gris and collecting heads?
20.
And it's a 20. Dirty 20. Roll your damage.
It's an 8.
8. All right. You doing anything else?
If I take his head off, I will.
No, you don't.
Okay, then.
Oh, actually, yeah, you do.
Oh.
So, he's... What do you want to do? Just take his head
off? As its head's falling, I would like to kick the head into the Dramora standing in front of me.
All right, roll a... we'll go with acrobatics check. or athletics, I should say.
Oh, athletics.
We'll call it. I don't think it's a different.
15.
Oh, it is a different modifier. Yep.
Yeah, it's strength for athletics, dex for acrobatics.
Yeah, you take a long side swipe, right, and aim it up right with the scamp's neck, and his head comes off in a spinning motion, and then as it's about to fall, you kick it over, and it hits the Dremora in his shoulder.
And then I'd like to run over to him and use my second attack and try and stab him with my sword.
Go for it.
Like run it through him, right through
him. Yeah. Yeah, natural one's not going to do it, bud. He obviously, since you kicked the head into him, he looked at you and saw you coming. And as you come, he kicks your sword blade down because you're trying to run it through him, and it gets lodged in one of the creases between two stones, and you fucking face plant and take 4 points of damage. And now you're prone.
Oh,
that's not good.
Yeah. Well, you can still use less of your movement.
Oh, yeah, I've still got movement.
So you're going to get an opportunity to attack if you stand up.
Am I?
I'm saying you are, yes.
Okay. Yes, the DM is you're trying is to God. Get up
off the ground, I always will give somebody an opportunity to attack somebody
I will stand up.
No matter what the turn.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise you get advantage.
I'm guessing a 12 doesn't do it. I didn't think so. Yeah, so you like get to one knee and he's about to just like knee you in the face, but you put your arms up really quickly and you block his knee attack.
End turn.
Okay. It is the guard's turn now. The one that is standing kind of behind you, Gris, is going to go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Perfect. He's going to run at this flying creature that's behind the front line, try to push him back a bit. His first attack hits. His second attack is a natural 20. God, I love this dice. I can't even lie about this. That's my fourth natural 20. You see this guard, just his first attack slices the imp down to the ground, and then he spins the blade around in his hand so the blade's pointing down and the hilt is pointing up, and he just stab until it's just not moving anymore. Mm-hmm. And that imp is fucking dead.
Nice.
And that's his turn. The guard next to you, Gris, is going to attack the Dremora that is in front of both of you. His first attack hits, his second attack misses. So he has a spear in his hand and he practically just shoves it right, piercing the armor in the Dremora's like abdominal area. And you do see some like purplish greenish blood start to pour out of that Dremora. The guard next to him is going to attack the Dremora that standing next to the Dremora that just got attacked, if that makes any sense. Both of his attacks miss. The Dremora just parries it away. He looks like he's a very seasoned fighter. Then we're just going to continue down the line of guards. The guard next to him is going to attack the scamp with two attacks. His first one hits, his second one misses.
Are they brothers?
Brother.
Then the last guard in the round that's attacking rolls to hit it, the scamp in front of him, which the first one does it, the second one misses, doesn't do too much damage. The scamp starts to like try to dodge and just gets the tip of the blade across his like his forearm, not doing too much damage. It is Scamp's turn now. We'll just go back down the line. The Scamp that just was attacked is going to attack two times. First one missing, the second one also missing. Just right, left claw attack. And the guard just braces for impact with the shield raise, and both claws hit into the shield. The Scamp next to him attacks What? Natural 20. Can't even lie about that. Not doing much damage, though. The guard parries off the first blow and is about to raise his shield, but doesn't get it up in time, but not taking a full blow. Still, nonetheless, that guard actually falls to his knees and is bleeding on the ground, dead, not moving. Oh, not that one. I'm sorry. It's the one next to him. Okay. That is the scamp's turn, Dremor's turn. And now the first one's going to attack the guard right in front of him. The first one does not hit. The second one doesn't either. The second Dremor is going to attack the guard in front of him. The first one hits. The second one misses.
Which one's that? Is that the one next to Gris?
Yes.
I'd like to use my reaction.
Okay.
And do protection when a creature I can see
attacks a target
other than me within 5 feet. I can use mine, okay. Give him disadvantage.
Misses with your shield. He's going down to strike the guard, and the guard can't get a shield up in time. But then your shield appears and takes the blow. That is the Dremor's turn. We are back at the top of the turn order with Felvendar.
Yes. Again. I want to focus on banishing this Dremora back to whence it came.
Roll me a D100.
Yes.
62 definitely beats it.
I don't know what level it is.
Yeah. Well, what does it have? Does it have to roll anything?
No. It just, that's the cool thing about it. When it, if it's equal or less than my level, it's just gone. At least based on the description.
It is equal to your level. So, Felvendar, you start doing that exact same hand motion, and you realize that you did like a wrong movement or something with your hands the last time, and you did it differently this time, and the toxic green aura appears again, and then you see it appear around the Dremora that you are targeting, and then all of a sudden it just disappears.
Yep.
So this one is
that would be the one
literally
right
gone.
Next to it. Yep.
Off the map. Poof. With a little sound. Gris,
and that's
a Dremora literally just disappeared right in front of you. You saw like green toxic auras of magic around it, and then it just disappeared.
On to the next.
Is that your turn?
Yes.
Felvendar? Reed, it is your turn. You are sitting on a roof that's on fire.
And the guy already not noticed too big me, yet, so I would like to hide.
Okay.
Bonus action, hide.
Where are you going to hide on this roof?
Back down.
Oh, you're going to, like, get off the roof?
Yeah, well, I'm hiding on the other side of the roof for now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, so
okay.
Hiding on the roof still.
Okay.
Like, on the, so he can't see me below the where
I
sit down. So that's a 10. Not a great stealth.
I mean, I don't know.
Not a great
stealth.
He still knows I'm up there.
He knows you're up there, so
now
like,
he just
can't
sees
see
me
you.
Move if I walk off.
Yeah, yeah. He can't see you.
No,
yeah.
But
now what do you want
to
do?
Which was my plan of moving off the roof, but well, I would like to move over to the other end of the roof.
Okay. He can't see you, so he doesn't know where you're. He just knows you're up there still.
And I would like to jump the gap between the roofs.
Oh, God.
That
and
is,
now the other thing comes
reasonable.
Into play like, with the
about
roof,
15
with
feet.
The thing. Yeah. In addition, you make a running jump. The distance you cover increases by the number of feet equal to your dex modifier. So I can jump, like, I have a dex modifier of 2.
Okay. So, well, it's 15 feet. So you can make it.
Okay, good.
Acrobatics, so just to make sure you stick the landing.
Okay. That's 10.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
What is up with me and my 10s?
They're nice wolves. I mean, this is the Imperial City we're talking about. All
the
wolves.
Roofs
are really nice.
Wolves.
Wolves.
And then I would like to shoot the guy again.
Okay, go for it. I'm not going to give you advantage, but you can.
Nope, I don't need it, apparently.
You don't need it. Yeah, attack your with your.
I'm guessing sword. I don't get sneak attack this time.
That's your short sword, but we'll just hit you.
Oh.
You keep it. Just keep it. Just roll your damage.
There was a 24 on it. On the,
just keep the 24.
Yeah, it's the same modifier. It's
so.
The same modifier, so.
Yes,
it was just for the damage. Don't take the 12 unless there's a sneak attack. which I'm gonna
say no.
Yeah, so only 8 damage.
You rolled a 10 on your stealth, yeah, and when you jumped, he probably saw that because he's looking, yeah, at the building. But you do hit, and he does take a fucking another arrow, and he is like not looking good.
Ooh.
He is not looking good one bit. Not is that time. All you're doing on your turn?
I don't have extra attacks, so yeah.
Okay.
I'm a rogue.
It's the mage's turn, and you see like this red aura of magic kind of wash over him, and his wounds close up. Yeah, that's all he can do with that turn. Gris.
Yeah.
Your turn.
I'm going to run out. Move forward. Shimmy forward and take a swing at this Daedra dude. 21.
And 21 gets it.
11.
11. You swing. You do a nice side slash, and the Dremora isn't prepared for it. And you get him, you break off some of his shoulder armor with 11.
Second attack.
Okay.
I'm going to go swinging again. Cut him across, kind of like shoulder down where he's weak now.
Okay.
21.
21 hits. Early damage.
5.
So you, once his shoulder is exposed, you go for the same spot again and cutting deep into him. And you see more of that purplish greenish blood pour out.
And I would like to use, Shield Master.
Okay.
So because I've made an attack, I would like to push him into the scamp on the other side, okay, of him. So I push him 5 feet.
We'll make him roll a dexterity. What is it? A strength save against you? No, it's a dexterity.
Yeah, it takes mixed dexterity.
He got a 12. Does that beat your AC?
My AC? No, it does not. My AC is 17.
Okay, so he trips and falls over onto the scamp. I'll just say, and it pushes the scamp also a bit, and then he is, I'll put a little marker on him. Like down on a knee, not fully prone.
And then I would use the last of my movement just to step up closer.
Okay.
Over him and end turn.
All right. It is the guard's turn. There was a guard standing behind the guard that just died. He's going to replace him and attack the Dremora. I'll give him disadvantage, or I'll give him advantage, I mean. A natural 20. His second attack misses. So he also has a spear. So he's actually going to not move up because he's got reach. And he does 2 really fast jabs with his spear. And one of them hits right. Like, so you broke off the shoulder piece and he got it like right where the chest piece starts. And he got it like in behind the chest piece. And that Dremora is dead. Okay, then the guard, that same guard, no, he doesn't have any attacks left. The guard next to him is going to attack the scamp 2 times with his short sword. First one hits, second one misses, and he comes right. He like bashes him a little bit with his sword and then jabs and like stabs him right in like the collarbone area of that scamp, and that scamp actually dies too. This crossbow guard, now that he's got good line of sight, is going to attack with this heavy crossbow, which he misses, and that's his turn. Then you have this guard that broke through the line that just killed that imp and is going for the mage Dremora. And attacks him twice. First one misses. Second one hits.
That's my kill.
8. And that kills the mage.
Motherfucker, he stole my kill.
He's squishy.
Well, he's a mage. It's not
he stole my kill.
I mean, I thought I'm also thought a mage.
He did heal.
Oh, and he still got fucked.
Yeah.
Oh.
He didn't heal for that much.
Oh, okay.
I rolled low on his healing, so.
He stole my kill.
It is what it is. Then he that has no attacks left. This guard is back on the front line, is going to push past the front line now that it's broken and attack one of the flying imps with his spear. First attack misses. Second attack hits. All right. Now it's a single scamp remaining, and he is going to charge forward and attack the guard off to the far left of the line. His first attack misses. His second attack misses. That's a shame. It is now the imp's turn, finally. That imp that just got attacked, he is going to attack with his claws as well. The first attack misses. The second attack misses. That sucks. The imp behind the imp that was just attacked is going to send off a fire bolt, which I believe is a ranged attack instead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Misses.
Well, it's not like they did anything else anyway.
Yeah, right. So. I'm not rolling any 20s anymore. Phil Vindar, it's your turn.
I would like to try something. I would like to try and focus with my telekinesis on that scamp. Okay. See if I can lift him up and throw around.
Roll a D100. 52, that works. I'm going to roll a...
Strength save, that would be.
Strength save.
If we take my spell save, DC, it would be 15.
Oh, he got an 18, so he succeeds. So you start to conjure, like you've like focused your hands and your eyes at this scamp, and the toxic green aura starts to appear around your arms and your hands and your fingers, kind of swirling. And it starts to appear around like its arms, like you were trying to lift. That's to say, you were trying to lift it up by its arms, and it just kind of like, no, fuck you, and it just it doesn't work. He's too resilient.
Mm.
Causing the spell,
not force grab people and throw them against walls and shit.
Not a Jedi.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Not yet.
No, not yet. Yeah, as useful as it can be. That's his turn.
Okay. Reed, it is your turn.
Stole my kill.
Oh, man.
I thought he didn't kill Reed.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's with him counting kills now?
It's a traitor. I told you I don't kill humans.
What are you doing?
I'm going to shoot the imp. Actually, I'm going to hide first.
Okay.
To see if I get my sneak attack. That's a 9. No. I'm just going to shoot it.
Okay.
That's a 12.
Misses.
Yeah. So, that's my turn.
All right. On to the mage is dead. Gris, it is your turn.
I'm going to run at, let me just check this real quick. Like, so that's 10 and that's 20. I can make it nice. So I'm going to run at this first imp. And yep. I am going to slice straight down through it. 17 and that's an 8.
Yes, that does it.
Dead?
No. You going to attack again?
Yes.
Okay.
Second roll attack. Hit. 16.
Yep. That hits.
10.
Now it's dead.
Okay.
There's still an imp.
That's also how do you want to kill it?
How do I want to kill it?
Yeah.
I would like to... The first cut I would have made would have been to basically... Would have been a down strike on the wing.
Okay.
Take its wing off. And as it's on the ground, step on its chest and cut its head off.
There you go. And you do it. Nice.
Lovely.
That amp is dead.
And then I think I would like to end my turn.
Okay.
It is the guard's turn. The guards that are still on the line are going to kind of circle around this imp. And he's probably going to die, but we'll see.
You mean scared?
That's a hit.
It's kind of looking like casting cards.
That's a hit. That's not a hit.
It's literally just laying on the floor and every guard is just going over there. Step, 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 step.
Yeah, that's literally what's happening.
Death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah, he died. The guard next to you, Gris, is going to run up to the imp that that is the last enemy remaining on the battlefield. And the first attack is going to hit. Second is missing. You see that guard, like he tries to like stab, like skewer the imp with his spear, but the imp starts to like fly right at the last second and it just like barely pokes him.
I have a question regarding movement speed. Am I able to use movement speed when it's not my turn?
No. That is a
the moment you end your turn, every speed just goes to zero.
Could I have hold my turn? Held my movement? Or...
Nope. Yeah. You can hold your turn, but you have to hold it for something specific. Like,
yes. Okay.
Oh, so I'm going to wait for this person to try to attack my friend, and then I'm going to attack before they get to attack. Yes,
but you cannot hold your movement. You can only hold your attack or bonus action.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, at action or bonus action.
Yeah.
Movement is only on your turn.
The other guard, the guard that first broke through the line that is already up there next to the imp, is rushing over to help the guard defeat the last standing imp, and he's going to attack two times. Misses both of them. The imp just is floating in the air, just being really hard to hit, and that is the guard's turn. Scamps are dead. Phil Vindar, it's your turn.
It's the imp's turn.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. he is going to try to attack the guard that just attacked him. God, I think my dice rolled out of luck. He misses both times with his claws. Now it's your turn, Felvendar.
All right. I would walk next to these corpses here and just try to snap that imp out of existence.
Okay. You're going to Thanos it.
Roll your D100.
Yes.
44, it works. You bring up your right hand, and as you bring it up, your toxic green aura of magic starts to form around your hand, and as you snap, it sparks. And this imp just poof, disappears.
You literally Thanos it out of existence.
Of Oblivion. And that marks battle over. The guards that are remaining, one comes to you guys and says, oh, thank you so much for helping us. I'm sure we probably could have got it ourselves, but it was good. You made like two of them.
See, I
disappear.
Told him.
How do you do that? That's crazy. I've never seen anything like that. You're one of those spell casting folks then.
Oh, it's a specialty of mine.
I told you they had it under control.
Well, are you guys like, part of the resistance going to help us push back to Daedra?
We have plans to go into the gate and try close it from the other side.
Go into the gate? Wow, you guys
suicidal, yes!
Because that sounds like something an adventurer would do.
Well, from the information we've been told, if we do not close the gate and firewalls on the other side, then within just over a week or so, shit's going to get really bad. So it needs to be closed.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, I agree. Obviously, the sooner that Oblivion Gate can be closed, the sooner things can go back to normal.
I mean, it's good to see that there is an actual resistance here. We were low on hope to find any survivors.
Yeah, it's a mix of us guards and any civilians that want to help. Some gladiators joined up with us. You know, we're just doing the best we can. We've been fairly successful holding the forces. They typically come in waves, which is nice, so we get a little bit of a resting period. We've lost a lot of civilians though, so the Oblivion Gate actually opened in the market, so
okay, maybe
that's pretty devastating.
Possibly you can help us here. We need to get to the gate.
Yeah.
And
okay,
we need as many forces as you're able to muster that can get us to the gate.
Well, most of the city is actually still clear. It's just the Elven District and the Market District that is overrun. And the biggest force, our main force, is at the boundaries trying to push everything back and retake the Elven Gardens at least. That's the plan from our captain. These ones were just some stragglers that got away. So we were sent as a hunting party to search the city for them. But as far as we know, these are the only parties of Daedra that got out of those two districts. So,
well, then I would suggest we help you take back the Elven Gardens first and then push on to the main gate in the Market District.
Why do we need to take the Elven Garden?
Because if we leave that one unattended, they could come around and flank the resistance. If we take that out first, more parts of the city will be clear.
We have them kind of, those two districts surrounded. So we're not too worried about getting flanked or anything like that. As far as when we left, which was just, we've been at this for about 2 hours now, searching and then obviously the battle. But when we left, they were making a push into the Elven Gardens. So who knows? They might have already retaken it. We're going to clean up here and then head our way, you know, make sure, you know, knock on the doors, make sure everybody's okay. And then we're going to head back to the main line.
Yeah. I'm just thinking if we leave, if the Elven Garden District would be taken by the Daedra and we would make our way all around with your forces, then the Elven Garden would be unattended and they could take another district, you know?
Oh, you are... Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to talk to the captain, but I don't think his main focus right now is Elven Garden, and then once we have that, yeah, we're going to... I mean, the Market District is already blocked off. We have it blocked off and surrounded already. The whole area of the city is kind of... There's a big U that we've made with all of our... I mean, we still have the whole city's guard. Like, we're not... Come on. I mean, I know we're just guards, but, like... We're not as good as you adventurers, but, I mean, come on.
I had no idea things are looking so good here, given the fact that there's an Oblivion Gate in the city.
I mean,
but,
to be honest, I'm kind of optimistic. I think we're going to win this thing.
Just don't underestimate them. It's good that you're so organized and kept them at bay for so long. But who knows what will come out of this gate, if we let it stay open for much longer. So the faster we can get to the gate to close it, the better.
Don't worry about him. He lost his memory. He has no idea what he's talking about.
Who is that guy up on the building?
He's just a screamer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a thief.
Again, thank you so much for helping us out here. We're going to clean up and then head back to the front lines.
Do you know where your captain is right now?
Like I said, last time, right before he sent us out to clean up this, he was going in with the troops to make the push on the Elven Gardens.
Then that's our next stop.
So he's probably either in battle right now. I can't imagine he'd be dead, but you never know. He could die. Or they already took the Elven Gardens back and he'll be somewhere in there probably. So somewhere on the front line, you're going to find him. He's either in battle or they won the battle and they're just hanging out now, resting, recuperating.
Then that's where we need to go, Fjellvinda. We need to go to the front lines.
I agree.
To make that push.
Okay. Well, thank you again, guys. And he like shakes you Felvindar's hand and Gris's hand.
You're welcome.
And then like the other guards started like piling up the bodies and they're going to just burn them real fast. Like one's already getting ready to light a fire to burn them. Two other guards you've seen split up and they are going door to door and the doors are opening and they're, you know, checking. Hey, you guys, is everything okay? Did anybody get hurt? With the battle's all, you know, it's all cleaned up now, kind of thing going around. And so you guys want to make your way to the front line then, or Elven Garden part of the front line.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You guys are actually on the opposite side of the city right now. So it takes you, and it's really weird. The only people that are in the streets, you might see somebody run like across the street into a house, like a civilian, but the only people that are on the streets are armed militia, practically the reinforcements. And if, you know, you guys it takes maybe about 30 minutes. You kind of go at a hurried pace, I imagine. It takes about 30 minutes and you get to the, what you think is the front lines of the Elven Garden District. And it's all, It's all built up. There's palisades, you know. There's a bunch of guards. You guys are walking up to like what you would think. There's like a blacksmith, a makeshift blacksmith area right there where he's like repairing armor and sharpening. There's a few different blacksmiths working there. Actually, surprisingly, none that you recognize, Gris. They might have come from out of town to help, like from a different city or something like that. There is a group of healers and a bunch of like bedrolls laid out with injured people on it. A little ways you see like people like pulling dead bodies off of the battlefield and like laying them nicely, you know, with like their hands crossed over their chest and closing their eyes and like laying sheets over them. And you see a decent amount of bodies starting in a row with sheets over them. And you guys kind of keep walking through, and nobody's trying to stop you or anything. You look like you belong here, and you're a part of the militia, the rebellion against the Oblivion Gate. Practically, if you're not Daedra, you're welcomed. And then you get and you see a man that you would assume to be the guard captain due to his, he's got this beautiful white and gold, like full plate armor on and this beautiful matching long sword. And he has his helmet off and he's got this long flowing blonde hair and he's wiping some blood off his face with a rag. And it looks like he just got done with combat.
You mean he wears, from the other squads like for that? Yeah. That, armor that the palace guards are wearing.
Yeah. But it's like all white with the gold trim. It's like the special guards that you shouldn't fuck with in Oblivion, but you do because you want the armor.
Yeah, so. I'd walk up and greet him pretty much.
And he's like with a wet rag is wiping his face and kind of his hand and looks up and says, "Ah, are you guys here to help?
Yep.
You look like willing bodies."
We are going to basically do our best to get that gate closed, if we can get to it.
You know how to close the gate?
No.
Oh.
So, I strongly believe that we need to enter it and close it from the other side.
I've heard stories that that's how you're supposed to close these things, is some brave group or single person needs to go in there and there's some, I don't know the details, but
we want to do.
At least from the stories.
I'm not on the ground. I'm still on the roof.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. Just two of you? I mean, that's...
Well, we have another fellow here with us. I don't know where he's at the moment. Probably got delayed.
He's probably peeping in someone's window right now.
Well, we just took back the Elven Gardens. I don't know if you know the situation here, but I will...
We helped your guards at the other side of town.
They found the party of Daedra that got away?
Yeah, yes, we helped. They have. We helped them kill them. That's I believe they only lost one guard in their fight as well, due to our assistance.
Well, with no victory, there is no... Oh, what's the saying?
Casualties.
Loss? Well, that's good. Thank you so much for helping them with that. Their losses could have been significantly more if you guys may have not shown up. So thank you. We just took back the Elven Garden District, which is huge. So the only district right now is the Market District. That is where the gate is. So until the gate closes, that's obviously not going to get any better. We have small supplies. If you guys are willing to risk your lives to go into the Oblivion Gate to try to stop this, I will give you what I can, but I will need to keep a lot of my supplies for troops out here.
Sure.
We need a way. We need a clear path to get to the gate. I know there's
okay.
So if you can muster all the strength you can to push forward to the gate, as soon as we go through the gate, fall back to your lines and hold the lines again at the market.
Yeah.
You can get us to that gate and you can get us through it. Then we will try our best to close it. If it doesn't close, chances are we failed.
Yeah. Well, I know it's probably a time pressing thing, but we just had a battle, so we need some time to rest. Maybe it is a good idea. And he like looks up in the sky, and it's right of like right being this close to the Oblivion Gate, you can see it towering over you. And there's just these dark clouds that are kind of circling over the city. And he's kind of getting a judgment of time, you would presume. And he says, well, give us about 4 hours and we will get all rested up, rearm, and then we can make our push if you guys are ready. We'll make an opening for you.
Very well.
And it seems like they attack once an hour, once every other hour. It's kind of hard, and the waves seem to be consistent with the troops that come out. They have those flying creatures and then the smaller creatures and then their warriors.
Yeah.
The ones with the metal armor and swords.
Again,
I've also seen some spellcasters too.
If we can push through the wave, get a clearing so we can get to that gate, then you have done your job. It's up to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, once we've got to that point, pull your guys back. There's no need to risk waiting for us to emerge from the gate again. You just need to hold that line. If we come out and you see us come out of that gate and it closes behind us, then we need to kill whatever's remaining, if we even get to that point.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not going to be some easy task to close this gate. So, well, it turns out fighting Daedra makes me very hungry. So I'm going to get some food, rest up. Same with my troops. Check on my troops. And walk the line. So feel free to, like I said, we have a blacksmith set up. We have some healers if you guys need any healing from your previous battle.
Do you have mages in the resistance as well from the university here?
Oh, yeah. The Mage Guild has been very successful. And, I mean, you see them. In an abundance, you see them.
Okay.
There's just as many mages as there are like sword and shield and like fighters, like Gris. There's it's equally split, and they're all just scattered. And it seems like the mages like sit back and are like artillery, practically, literally, just sending like lightning bolts and fireballs and, you know, freezing shit and making whatever. But all right, so what do you guys want to do for this 4 hours? Do you want to just rest? Do you want to walk around, check things out? What do you want to do?
Gris would like to visit the healers and get healed up.
Okay, you walk over there and you hear Gris. Is that you? And you see Vila.
Hey,
I got your guys' letters. You know,
fucking fast, Ashi.
The hunter is here. I think he went to go check on the front, like walk the front lines. So he should be back here shortly. Okay. Sparrow's around here too somewhere. I don't know what he's doing.
I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Yeah, where's what happened to Nesala? Where is she?
That's bad news. So we went by Kvatch. They seem to have a problem. And we went to go see a wizard because Nesala fell into a trance.
Okay.
Like
a sleeping trance?
Yeah, like a sleeping trance. And he said, with a potion, with the right ingredients, he would be able to help. But we would need to help him first. So we did. And then there was a curse on the town, and he wanted to do a ritual. So we helped him with a ritual. Gris leans in close. Really close. He goes there. And he may have been her uncle.
she gasps.
size.
Claps her hands around her mouth.
And he may have been working with Daedra and the Plane of Oblivion. And all this shit happened because of him.
Okay, so where's Nesala?
Kinda took her.
And she like closes her eyes and lowers her head. That's not good. So that's why you sent us the letters.
And he said they've got a book, a black book, and they're gonna like revive some demigod or something.
It's the conspiracy.
Morglock or something like that. Morrigan. Morrigan. That's the first.
There's a conspiracy centered around the twins that if their blood is sacrificed to raise Morrigan, that he will become a being once more. And then destroy the worlds and even all the gods. Not just this planet. It's like more than that. I don't even know what's beyond this planet, but the planes of existence will be wiped out.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that's possible, but
Filvindar lost his memory in the whole thing. It's bad. That's he's full potato.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
He's not that bright.
Well, I'm sure he's still bright. I mean, just because you lose your memories doesn't make you dumb, but
I mean, we need a data expert, and he was it, and now he's not.
Well, I'm sure his. Have you guys tried anything to get the memory back?
Yeah, he has. Oh, I'm gonna tell you a lot of fucking shit's happened.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It's been
a while since we've seen each other. It's been months. Like,
yeah. He made a deal with Hermes Mora.
Okay, what kind of deal? I mean, there's no Daedric princes out there.
Yeah, he needs to find the book that her uncle's got.
Okay.
That Nesala's uncle's got. He needs to get that book. And in return for that book, he gets his memory back.
Well, that's not too bad.
We have to go into the Oblivion Gate, save Nesala, kill her uncle, save the twins, retrieve the book, and get out whilst closing the gate.
It sounds like you guys are going to need some help.
We need a lot of help.
Well, of course I will go. Nesala means a lot to me. And the short time we spent together, I feel like we really bonded and we had some good laughs. And I know she's a good person. So I want to help. And I'm sure the hunter will obviously be more than willing to join us.
And Saparo?
He might. He's been on like the guard captain put him in charge of like funny enough, put him in charge of all the thieves that showed up to help. They showed up to like the Thieves Guild showed up to be like a scouting party to scout and plan stuff. So he's probably on a rooftop somewhere. Overlooking the market district, probably.
On your way through, did you pass through Braville? Did you see any of their fighters heading this way?
I don't think so. We didn't stop. We actually came here as fast as possible, so we didn't really stop. I mean, we traveled day and night to get here as fast as we did on horseback. Okay. So I don't know. Braville doesn't have a really big force in general, so. And with them still trying to rebuild now, like, I highly doubt they're going to send anybody.
Yeah, I just
don't think they have the manpower.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
they would be left completely defenseless if they sent.
It was wishful thinking even, on my part.
Yeah.
But, okay, so we've got Filvindar. Reed is somewhere on a roof, I think, last we saw him and heard him. He was a distance away. I need a quick patch up from the healers, if I can.
Yeah, here.
I'm not really hurt. Just got a couple of cuts. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. And she like lays a hand on your chest and then it glows. Similar to Nasala's, but it definitely does feel different. Nasala's healing always felt divine. Hers okay, well, just feels like normal healing. So, but heals you right up. Closes all your cuts and bruises. And
we spoke to the captain. He said within a little under 4 hours now. Since we've been speaking, he told us 4 hours before I saw you.
Okay.
They're going to help us and we're going to make a push to the gate. And then me, Vilvinda, and Reed are going to make our way into the gate. And then the captain will pull his men back and hold the line for the district, for the market. And we're going to try and do our thing inside the gate. We would really appreciate the help, but we don't know if it's going to be a return trip.
I'm well aware of that. I have lived for 400 years. Yeah, I have another 400, good 400 ahead of me, but I've had a good life. And if we do have a hope in saving Nasala, I mean, even if I didn't help, if this conspiracy is true, then we're all dead anyways, right?
Yeah.
So, well, might as well, instead of sitting here doing little work, at least I can be useful and come into the gate with you guys and be your guys' healer.
Okay. I appreciate the help.
Of course.
Do what you need to do. Pass some things off to any of your other helpers when you are ready. Well, first of all, I need you to contact the hunter as well.
Yeah, he should be back shortly. Okay, just like walking the line.
When you guys are ready and the charge is imminent, me and us by the front lines will be with the captain. Regroup with us and then we will basically go forward.
All right. Yeah, I'll meet up with you guys in like 2 hours. I'm going to finish up here what I'm doing.
I appreciate the help. And I hold out a hand.
And she shakes it with like, she puts one and then puts the other one on it. She says, of course. Of course.
I dip my head and walk backwards to try to find.
She goes back to the person she was like tending to.
Find a quiet area away from people.
Along one of the main roads that lead like to the palace, there's not too many people on and you're kind of close to one already. And there's like a stone bench that's sitting up against a building that nobody's sitting on. And it is kind of away from everybody.
And I would sit down a bench.
Okay.
Sword is in. So where the handle is on my thing, there's like, so I could put the sword in the back of it. So then I've got shield in front of me, sword in it, and I'm basically put my head down so the forehead is touching where the hilt will be on the blade.
Yep.
And pray to RK.
Okay.
This is like the time in the campaign you do that.
I think you've prayed once or twice.
I prayed
before.
Last time in the first.
Did
time.
You? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he also prayed many, inside the.
Oh, yeah, you prayed in the arena at the beginning.
Yeah. EDDS was where I prayed to RK, yeah.
Yeah. and we'll leave you there, Phil Vindar. What are you doing?
I would like to have a chat with some mages.
Okay, you see, you're like walking the line, kind of, and you see like a group of them around an older mage who you'd presume to, he's got like different colored robes on, so he's probably a little, maybe,
Magister, Archmage kind of thing.
He's not an Archmage, but he's definitely not just your standard mage.
Hmm. Yeah, I would walk up to them.
Okay. Hello. The oldest mage speaks up and they kind of like part their circle. He was like standing in the middle and kind of two people like step out so you can have a conversation with them. Zig, are you here to join and help?
Yes. Yes, that's how it is. My two friends and I just got here to the Imperial City and we helped one of your hunting parties slay some Daedra, and we spoke to your captain about closing the Oblivion Gate.
Oh, so you're planning on going in it, or are you?
Yeah, I mean, I've never done it myself. Just heard stories and records, as I'm sure you have as well, that you need to close it from the other side.
Well, if you are planning to do something that brave and reckless, this might help. And he like opens up his robes a little bit and pulls out a book, and it's got the Oblivion sign on it, and it's like this brownish, like very worn book, and the parchment inside of it is very like kind of stiff and brittle, and you have to be be very careful with this, and I will need this back, of course, but this might help you at least give you a point of direction after you pass the gate.
Right, I'll take it.
Okay.
Can I just open the cover of it? What's it about?
He's kind of like standing there like, you're not really allowed to walk off with this book. So he's kind of like, he's not saying anything, but like with his body language, he's like, you can read it like right here and then give it back to me.
Oh, how thick is it? Like,
it's not super thick.
Okay, thought am I expected to read an entire tome in like 5 minutes now?
No. And he'll give you all the time you need, but
I'll flip through it. What is it about? And
so it is a book on passing through the gates of Oblivion, and what you get from it is that every plane is different. Every gate leads to a different plane of Oblivion. So one is not similar to another. But the one thing they all do have in common is there is a key. It's not a physical like key you put in a lock. There's this big sphere that you have to activate. And it's typically floating above some sort of pedestal. And once you remove this orb from its pedestal, that should close the gate.
Sigil stone, I see.
Yes.
Well, thank you for those informations. That's definitely what we need to do.
Of course. And you also get like the book also kind of describes that there's typically not any buildings except for the single building that holds the sigil stone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's typically each building on each plane is different. Some are towers, some are dungeons, some are, you know, they're in volcanoes. It doesn't matter. They're all different. But what you remember seeing, well, actually not what you remember seeing because you were knocked out and they're not there, but they did see a tower when Nesala was taken.
Mm.
Because she was taken into a portal into a plane of Oblivion. And there's this big ass tower that
came
into a trident. But you don't, as a character, your character doesn't know that, your player does.
Yeah.
So there's always a single building. It's pretty, some sort of building, tomb, dungeon, something like that. And that will be where the stone is that you have to remove from its pedestal.
Right. I just don't know where we end up once we enter the gate, if we're like right next to the building or have some walkway ahead of us.
Oh, yeah. It's who knows? I've never been, none of us obviously have ever been in an Oblivion gate. So your guess is as good as mine.
Right. Hand him the book back. Thank you for that help. I'll have some rest with my party and until we're ready to charge, I guess.
Well, good luck.
To you too. And I'll just
away. We'll leave you there.
Yep.
All right, last one. Reid, what are you doing?
Yeah. They're not going to like it. I'm on the roofs.
Yeah.
And so you said they had the marketplace barricaded, right?
Yeah. So like the whole market district, all main roads have like palisades and are blocked off. Guards on the roof with crossbows. There's mages on the roof. You see Thieves Guild members running on rooftops, scouting along the market district.
To start off with, for about half an hour to an hour or so, I would like to sit down with my ring again and
basically
study what else it can do, if it can do anything else.
Okay.
Because I've never done that. I just know I can turn invisible.
Yeah, of course. You sit there and play with it. Rub it, you know, turn it around in your fingers, put it on, try different fingers maybe to see. Weirdly enough, it forms perfectly to any finger you put it on. You physically can feel it and see it grow bigger or grow smaller. Ooh. When you put it on a finger. And when you pull it off, it kind of goes to a certain size. And it didn't do this before. This is like, you know, kind of like what I was saying. Now you can just activate it instead of when you put it on, it happens. So this is another one of those new things. When you pull it off, it goes to a certain size that can fit over all your fingers, even your thumb. And then once it's on a finger, it comes to the most perfect tightness. So it never can ever be like thrown off, like no matter what happens, unless your hand is cut off. That's the only way that ring is, or like your finger that the ring is on. That's the only way it's going to come off unless you are trying to pull it off.
Okay. You can't give them this power.
You continue to play with it a bit more. And you're like, maybe it doesn't do anything. And you put it back on. And when you do it finally, you feel improved. I don't, okay. So you put it back on and you kind of stand up. You were like sitting on a roof and you walk into a shadow and you just kind of feel yourself disappear. You know, you didn't activate the invisibility and you know, you still can.
Okay.
So out of game, what happens is when you are in shadows, you get a +6 to your stealth. Holy, or you're like when you're trying to hide. Yeah.
That's a +11 on my stealth then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
It's a good ring.
Yeah.
So okay. Any kind of shadow of it doesn't have to be like a really dark shadow either. It can be like the faintest shadow. And like you like kind of step out of the shadow and you're like, what? And you put your hand and you watch your hand just kind of like it like turns into the shadow itself. Like your body becomes a shadow. So you're there, but like nobody like obviously can see you unless they somehow roll better than you. So that's what I don't know how to explain that in game
well enough.
You know what it does.
I would like to walk up to one of the thieves that's coming back from the market district.
Yeah, there's one actually jogging along the roof that you're standing on. Yeah,
I would like to stop him.
Oh, yeah. It's a female.
Oh,
female tabaxi.
Okay.
Or tabaxi, Khajiit. Same thing. They're same thing.
Hey, hello. I need information.
What on what? I'm guessing
market
here.
Yeah, market district.
Yeah, it's not good. It's, you know, they only come in waves. And what I don't understand is once we kill a whole wave, the market district's empty for at least an hour. I don't know why they don't send enough forces to try to push us back. It's like they're waiting on something.
Yeah, I know why. But enough of it. You don't need to know that. Since, how long has it been since the last wave?
I don't know. One should be coming here pretty soon. It's been a while.
Okay.
I'm not sure. They're all a little different from each other, like timing. It's not exactly an hour, but that kind of seems.
Where exactly is the gate inside the market district?
She like lifts her hand up and just gestures to this giant gate that is like you're like practically
okay
because you're in the Elven Garden, right?
Yeah, I'm at the like.
Oh
the...
yeah, it's like you where you're at. You have to look up to see the top.
Okay,
yeah, you know where the gate's at. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know where the gate's at.
What's the safest way to get to the gate without getting spotted? If there's
probably obviously rooftops. Come on. You look like a thief. You should know that.
Yes, but for people
rooftops?
That can't get onto the roof.
Oh, I don't know. There isn't really one.
Right.
I mean, there's a few alleys, but if a wave comes.
Yeah.
Now, in theory, if a wave comes and the guard was attacking the waves, keeping their concentration on the front line, then potentially someone could sneak in on one of the back alleys and work their way through alleys to get past the battle to the gate.
Okay. Well,
I would say that's my suggestion.
I thank you for the information.
Of course.
And that gate will be closing soon. Hopefully.
I hope so. And she like starts to take off. See ya.
Yes.
And she like does one of those like she's running and looks back and waves and then jumps over to the next rooftop and keeps going.
I'm going to do something stupid.
Okay.
I'm going to go into the market district.
Okay. The rooftops are occupied by soldiers and mages and Thieves Guild members, like all of them.
I would like to get as close to the portal as possible.
Okay. There's
stand
like
in a shadow of an alley close to it.
Okay. easy enough to do. And again, the market district is empty right now because the wave hasn't come. So you like find a good alleyway with a shadow and you step into it and virtually turn into a shadow.
Okay.
That's practically what
and
it does.
And then I would like to use the ring of telepathy.
Yeah.
To contact the rings of the two others.
Okay.
Any idea how we're going to close this thing?
Felvindar. You don't know what this ring on your finger does.
Is that,
and you hear Reed's voice in your head.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yes, it's me.
Where are you?
Don't worry about it. Just any
get
idea
out of
on
my
how.
Head, I don't like this.
Do you have any idea on how to close the gate?
Yes.
How?
First, get out of my head and walk to me, then I'll tell you.
No. Just tell me.
No.
I don't know where you are.
I don't know where you are.
You have a ring on your finger.
That? Yeah.
Chris takes his ring off. He's not getting involved
it's
in it.
It's a ring that allows me to communicate with you through your mind. Don't take
did
it
I,
off. Yes, you knew about
I,
it before.
Did I have the... Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I also have one. Chris have one. And Nisala have one.
Okay. So yeah, this this elder mage had me. What?
I'm sorry. I just saw a light bulb appear over Merit's head.
She took it off, probably.
No,
or they, have
they
taken
don't
it off
know. They don't know. I also had the same idea. But keep going.
Sorry. We need to remove a sigil stone that's in a building of that plane of oblivion that we end up. It can be a castle, it can be a tower. Most likely it's a tower since we've seen that. And we need to remove the sigil stone from the altar that it's lying on.
And how does one do that? Just go up and grab it?
Grab it and remove it.
Okay.
Simple as that, but we need to get to it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the fun part. The market district is completely empty at the moment. Apart from guards, of course, standing on the roofs, keeping an eye on it. Apparently, they're only sending waves every now and then.
Yeah, so we've been told.
I am standing right next to the gate.
What?
Yeah.
You're next to the gate?
Yes.
And what now? You're going to close it by yourself?
No, that was not my plan. But now that I know how to do it,
you don't need us.
Well, I do, for distractions. Which
that's
is
not the plan we worked out, I think.
I know, but have you seen Gris? Gris, are you still here? I think that's a no. Great.
Gris he's is, over there, but...
He's not the most stealth guy.
We didn't plan on using stealth, actually. We wanted to charge in there.
No, that's my plan. To limit the cost of lives.
Well, maybe we should discuss that with the captain.
Yeah, about that. I don't think he knows what's best at the moment.
Well, but
if they keep sending the waves out, he said 4 hours. Well, 3 hours now, about. I'm waiting for the next wave. Then I'm going in.
But if we now do something completely different than the resistance, that might clash with each other, you know?
No, because they will first get here for another 2 hours after the wave, or whatever. There's still time for them to do whatever they need. And you are still out here as well. I'm just going in to do recon. I'm not doing anything else. I'm just going in, going out, getting you guys, and going in again.
You do not go into that gate alone.
Well, you're not here to stop me.
I guess I'm not.
And with that, will the other two try to get to Reed before he goes in by himself? I don't know. But let's find out on the next episode of EDDS. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll see you next time.